As we begin this season of Lent, our readings focus on our spiritual Lenten journey. This morning, we welcome members of our Rite of Christian Initiation who have been preparing for the full communion with the Catholic Church. Today, with our blessing, their spiritual journey will take them to the Cathedral of St. Peter and Chains downtown and to Archbishop Schnurr for the rite of election. We are blessed to have you with us. We welcome you and your families. Our scripture readings give us two reminders that will help us on our spiritual Lenten journey, who God is and who we are as human beings. Our first reading from the book of Genesis presented our creation story. The Lord formed us out of the clay of the ground and animated us by breathing life into us. Without God, we simply would not exist. Yet from the very beginning, it has been hard for us human beings to remember this basic fact that we need God and that we depend on God. Yet, like Adam and Eve, it is very easy for us human beings to fall into the devil's trap of wanting to be like God, wanting to be in charge of our lives, deciding what is good versus what is evil. We certainly can go through our life reacting to our problems and challenges as if we are in charge of everything, forgetting to rely on the wisdom and guidance of God. As we begin our Lenten journey, as we begin our Lenten practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, our focus should be to put God first in our life and to remove from our life anything we might choose to put before God. In the gospel we just heard, Jesus gave us a wonderful example of how to put God first in one's life as he is confronted with various temptations by the devil. For every temptation that the devil puts before him, Jesus counters with a reminder that God comes first. Tempted to make stones into bread after 40 days of fasting, Jesus declares that we live not only on bread, but on the word of God. Tempted to fall down and let God save him, Jesus reminds the devil that he is not to put God to the test. Finally, tempted with all the riches of the world, if only he worships the devil, Jesus counters that God alone should be worshiped. Jesus gives us a clear model. In all temptations to hunger, power, and wealth, we are to remember that God, our Creator, always comes first. My sisters and brothers, as we begin our Lenten journey, let us be assured by the words of St. Paul in today's second reading, that although sin abounds in our world, God's grace abounds even more. As we strive in the weeks ahead to put God first, to remove from our lives any obstacles to our union with God, God gives us graces to help us. We are never alone on this journey as we strive to come closer to God. God is always waiting to give us all the help that we might need. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us remember to turn to God throughout our Lenten journey, indeed throughout our entire life, welcoming the courage and the strength that Jesus offers to us as we continue our journey to him. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.